Street, Paul. The Nutcracker, presented by St. Paul and District Arts Foundation, is back this year with its first live performance since the pandemic. Set to be performed on December 3 and 4 in St. Paul at the All Saints Ukrainian Orthodox Cultural Center, this year's production is inspired by music and storytelling from the 1800s. Dave Gannard, artistic director, says this year's Nutcracker production is adapted from an 1816 story, The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, by Prussian author E.T.A. Hoffmann. Gannard said he is also using a large portion of Tchaikovsky's score from the 1892 two-act ballet The Nutcracker. The Nutcracker tells the story of a young girl named Clara who receives a magical doll from her uncle on Christmas Eve. As the clock strikes midnight, Clara falls asleep and is brought into a magical journey with her Nutcracker doll, according to Gannard. Clara and the Nutcracker doll fight epic battles throughout their journey. Also, we've expanded the production from its original score to include a variety of cultures, says Gannard. There will be performers from various cultures including Chinese, French, Canadian, Spanish, Arabian, First Nations, Indian, Irish, and Ukrainian. It's basically a big cultural mosaic, he says. The variety of performers hail from places across the province, including St. Paul but also the surrounding areas, as far as Athabasca, Cold Lake and even Calgary and Edmonton. We started auditions on September 18th, and basically have been rehearsing every Sunday, says Gannard. He says the performers put in around 8 to 10 hours on rehearsal days. This year's Nutcracker is also a production that brings together both amateurs and professional dancers, according to Gannard. The production is a good learning opportunity and an eye-opener for a lot of the younger performers. The live production of The Nutcracker can only be watched in St. Paul, but Gannard dreams of bringing the production to other municipalities as well, in the future. For individuals unable to make it to the in-person performance, a filmed version will also be available. When asked about being able to have the production live for the first time in a few years, Gannard says, "There's nothing like performing on the stage. It is great seeing first-time and experienced performers bring joy to both themselves and the audience," he adds. "As performers, you've sort of been deprived of that feeling during the pandemic. This will be a nice way to find that feeling back, and it's going to be fantastic for the performers to be able to share their love of the stage, arts, and the live theater with the community. It's great to see they're starting to thrive again," he says. After a visit to New York recently and seeing musicals and theaters packed with people, it is an indicator that people were wanting to see theater again, says Gannard. He hopes to see the same enthusiasm in St. Paul and invites people to come out and support the performers. "I'm looking forward to a great show. Showtime. On Saturday, the doors will open at 6:45 p.m., with the performance to begin at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, the doors will open at 1:45 p.m., and the performance will begin at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 for ages 4 and up and are available at Happy House, located at 4215 50 Avenue across from the Tim Hortons in St. Paul. Happy House is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every Monday to Friday. Tickets can also be purchased by emailing MP Downtown Arts Studio at outlook.com, and tickets will be reserved at the door prior to the performances. The tickets will also be available online.